Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Winner. I got a really special guest with me. I got a David Bannister, runs the website ActiveTradingPartners.com. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Mike. How's things going?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's been a real interesting ride in the stock market since we last talked, and you sent me some really interesting charts to talk about. I thought we'd just get right to it and go and take a look at your first one showing the Elliott wave count and something significant that may have happened in the stock market here a few weeks ago.
Yeah, actually, I had been fooling around with this potential bull market cycle count for several months, but waiting for some price action to see if it was going to maybe confirm. And just to give everybody a heads up, one way to look at this bull market from March of 09, roughly a three-year market cycle so far, and a 1,422 peak on the S&P 500. What Mike's referring to is a chart I did last weekend, which was May 13th, discussing that, at 1,422, I can make the case that the bull cycle is completed, and we've now entered a bear cycle, that this could take us down, 300 or so points on the S&P 500 from the highs. And we certainly saw more downside action last week. So the question is, is that five-wave up cycle from March of 09 completed, or what I'm asking myself now is this recent correction we've had, which has been steep, is it a pullback with another leg still left? So that's kind of where we're at today.
And the second chart, I assume, is that second case scenario you're talking about where the pullback would pretty much be over with, and then we're going to go higher? Is that essentially?
That's correct. I mean, really, Mike, for the bulls to change the progress of this cycle since the 1422 highs, we would need, in my opinion, to see a fairly rapid rebound here sometime in the first one or two days of this week in order for this recent pullback to be what I call a fourth wave. So basically, what we've just had, Mike, is a 130-point correction in the S&P 500, just a little over 9%. And just so everybody understands, that's happened three or four times now during this bull cycle. There's been almost 9.1% corrections three times. Kind of interesting. In every case, other than last summer, which was 20%, which was a wave two, we've had a nice rebound and a rally to new highs. So 130-point decline is just over 9% from the highs. It retraces 38% of the entire October to March highs rally.
Right.
Common. And it retraces 50% of the rally from Thanksgiving into March highs. So this is a crucial pivot point right around 1285 to 1292 on the S&P 500. This area needs to hold for the bulls to have a shot at reversing and heading back up towards those old highs.
Well, one thing that bothers me about the market now, it does look to me like we're probably going to get some sort of bounce off this current level simply due to the fact that it's fallen so quickly. I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
And, I haven't seen real fear in the market that usually comes at the end of a correction. Like the VIX hasn't really spiked up. The Investors Intelligence Survey isn't showing a huge number of bears. I'm not seeing the type of sentiment you saw last year after the correction or in 2010 before the market turned up after that one. So, and it's funny, you mentioned the 1100 area on the S&P 500. That's where it looks to me like things could go too. If you do a one-third retracement of the March 2000 low and the recent high here, it comes out to be about 1100. I don't know how that would fit in with wave counts, though.
Well, I think my first chart from May 13th basically showed some gaps in the S&P 500 below. And I believe down into the 1100s. If we took 666 S&P low, 1422 high, and subtract 38%, I think that's what happens, Mike. So this is where we're at a pivot point. I did want to address what you're talking about with sentiment, though.
Sure.
Certain indicators that you can use to help determine are we at an extreme point, both on the high or low side. One is called the McClellan Oscillator, developed by the gentleman with the same last name. And it can show very extreme overbought and extreme oversold portions in the market at different times. Right now, Mike, it is trading down to an oscillator level very much the same as the October 11 lows and not too far off the August last summer lows, okay? So that's one thing to watch. Sentiment for American Association of Individual Investors, 47% bears and only 23% bulls last few weeks. Long-term averages, bulls 39%. So that's way down, indicating there is some fear from the small investor now. And this percentage of New York Stock Exchange companies trading above their 50-day moving average is only 12%. That historically is very low. The worst it got was last summer's nasty correction, and that got down to 5% of the absolute worst. So I'm seeing, besides my Elliott Wave work, I like to look for other clues. I am seeing other clues that say we're at a very crucial pivot here. We have an extreme oversold condition. I've got some Fibonacci fractals that are converging. So I'm very interested in the next 1 or 2 days to help me out.
Well, let's assume we do get some sort of bounce or rally or this week or next couple of days or whatnot. You know, if, like, let's say the Dow was up 100 points today, just one day wouldn't be enough for me to be convinced that everything is done with. I need to see the market, I guess, go up a little more than that or something. Is there, like, any level that, let's say things did turn around here and we did get a rally, is there a level, like a short-term level, that you think, like, if the S&P or the Dow or whatnot went through, that would be pretty convincing that we are indeed, you know, gonna, everything's healthy again, we're gonna go up to new highs or whatnot? It's not just a dead cat bounce, basically.
That's right, Mike. Correct. I'm not concerned about if we get a little bounce this morning or not, because I think that the sellers are still in control. But what I'm looking for is a rally in the S&P 500 past 1343. If you want a specific number.
Okay.
I need to see us get past that on a closing basis. And that seems like a tall order, but a week ago Sunday, you know, we were at 1353. So, as you mentioned earlier, this has been a very rapid decline, and I think we've washed a lot of traders out of the market. You know, when you see this, what I see is forced liquidation of some stocks where the valuations are absurdly low, and you're seeing massive selling on Friday. I saw it several. Literally, companies are trading for less than cash per share, and people are selling them. Usually, that's margin calls. So I think we finally got those margin calls late last week. Those might continue into today, maybe a little bit of Tuesday. And that's what I'm saying. We want to watch Monday, Tuesday, you know, give it a little room on the downside as those margin liquidations come in. But then we want to see a very strong 30-point type S&P rally.
Sure. Okay, that sounds great. Well, so that 1340 should be the number for people to keep a close eye on and to understand, you know, what's going on in the market and if the trend is going to change or anything. Well, as we wrap up, could you tell people where to go to get more information from you and keep up to date to what you see in the market?
Yeah, I think they should take a look at www.markettrendforecast.com. What we do there on that single page, Mike, is give them an option to sign up for our free reports. We do not sell your email anywhere. It's just for us. We'll send you the occasional updates, but we also give you a 33% coupon offer today if you go onto that markettrendforecast.com page, and you can sign up and get updates all throughout the week, every week.
Ah, great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody. We'll do hopefully do another update in the near future.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks. That was